All right, nice new offering from Brian McCarthy Nonette, The Better Angels of Our Nature, and the song is The Bonnie Blue Flag. Well, Chris Earle is here, and have a great time. See you later, and don't be late.
Skybird, this is Dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break. Thank you.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel.
Time Travel with Chris Searle here with you till 7 p.m.
Hi, everybody. This weekend, as you gather with family and friends, Michelle and I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
My mommy always said there were no monsters, but there are.
We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
Did IQs just drop sharply while I was away?
855-915-WMFO if you want to make a request.
I love you back.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you've ever seen. Do it screams on the haters. Body like scream to it. I guess every superhero needs the music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking. I just count the hours. Stop tripping. I'm ripping off the power.
Time Travel with Chris Searle here with you till 7 p.m.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Hello, everyone. My name's Chris Searle. Show is Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m. Today we go to 11, all songs that you would play very loud in the car. Here's Leonard Skinner. Thanks for tuning in to your freeform station, WMFO Medford.
Gone with the wind.
Happy summer solstice, everybody. We're going to 11 today. Turn this one up. Turn this two up to 11. It's called Lazy Day by Spanky and the Gang. Everybody.
For a stroll in the lane.
Lazy day.
Just right for love and away.
Happy summer solstice, everybody. It's the first day of summer, the longest day ever. Now it all goes downhill from here. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. Here with you until 7 p.m. I have a very special guest that's coming into the studio today. She's a student from Tufts University, and she wants to come in and say a few words about time travel with Chris Earle. That is coming up in a little bit. We're going to 11 today. We are going to 11, just like in Spinal Tap, going to 11. So why don't I play something that actually goes to 11, not necessarily the Lazy Day. You can play that loud, but this is something that I think Nigel would love from Spinal Tap.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
these and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Into Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO Medford.
Just crank that volume to wouldn't waste your time. And just 'cause it pays, that ain't no crime. Heavy duty, heavy duty, rock and roll.
Part of a trilogy, really, a musical trilogy that I'm doing in D minor, which I always find is really the saddest of all keys, really. I don't know why, but it makes people weep instantly to play a... It's a horn part.
It's very pretty.
You know, just simple lines intertwining. You know, very much like I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between, though. It's really, it's like a Mach piece, really. It's,
what do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Nothing to prove, but I'm dancing. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to be pink. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself.
I'll sweat.
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. We're going to 11 today. Is the O. Two of them are dead. So when you go see the tour now, it's the Who's Left tour. Time Travel's here with you till 7 p.m. Special guest coming up from Tufts University, Giada Kofshenka. We'll check in with her in a moment. Time Travel here with you till 7. We'll be right back. You're listening to WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle, and the show is Time Travel, here with you until 7 p.m. I would like to welcome into the studio Giada Cogshanker. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Giada Cogshanker.
Giada Cogshanker. And I was told you're a Tufts student, but I'm assuming graduate student.
You're assuming wrong.
Okay.
I'm doing a summer residency here.
Summer residency.
Is this your studio?
This is the studio.
I mean, really, are you joking? Is this your studio?
It's WMFO in Medford.
This is it? This is where you do your little show here?
Really?
With all this crap all over.
So I was told that you were coming in to, like, you have background in radio, you're interested in radio.
It's a little bit sad and pathetic, isn't it, really?
You want
to
do?
Don't you think?
Well, I've been here a long time. It's like a second home to me. I love it.
Just expected a little bit more is all.
Do you have?
Why don't you show me what you do? You're time traveler. You're time traveling. That we're going to do here.
Well, we've been time traveling. The show actually started at 5. You're 47 minutes late, but that's okay. I understand.
We'll have to talk and discuss here, perhaps without the listeners, what exactly it is you mean by time traveling.
Time traveling.
I've listened to your shows and I'm quite unclear.
Well, time traveling is basically what I like to do is I'll go to the 50s and then I'll jump to maybe the
90s. But you never really travel anywhere, do you? Really? You stay right here, don't you? And your listeners stay right where they are.
In the studio you don't like. Yeah, I do. The listeners do what? I'm sorry? What did the listeners do? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Oh, that's okay. Would you want to hear something or... What are you actually here for? Are you just? I was told
that
you
were. We are on the air.
I was told that you were here because you had some interest in radio, and you were a student, and you were going to monitor me or watch me.
No, I was actually hoping to have a little bit of creative input, really, before listeners were listening, because honestly, I've listened to this time travel show a couple of times, and well. I mean, I find it to be a bit of rubbish, don't you think? It's really stupid, isn't it?
It's kind of stupid, I find. Why is it stupid?
I've been doing this for nine years. Please
enlighten me.
9 years.
9 years.
9 years. What a pathetic waste of time that is, really. You've had nothing better to do for 9 years.
Well, I enjoy playing music.
Alright then, why don't you play something and we'll travel, shall we? Let's see where you take me.
I'm going to keep you in the studio.
My seatbelt is fastened. You see, Captain
okay.
Earl.
Okay. I'm not really a captain. I mean, you can call me Captain Earl if you like. Do they have captains?
Are you
in
a pilot,
England?
Perhaps? Are you a pilot?
I am. I am your time traveler for this evening. It's a road map to time traveling. We're going to listen to some nice songs.
Well, that was redundant, wasn't it?
How about you? Why don't you give me something? Do you like Zeppelin? Isn't Zeppelin from England, or were they?
I always like that they make me feel a whole lot of love.
All right, I'll play the whole lot of love then. I'll put a little whole lot of
wonderful.
Love on that. So it is.
There's a bit of creativity right there.
Should I call you Cogshanker? What should I call? Should I call you Giada? Is that right? Am I pronouncing
you
that
can,
right?
You can call me G. You can call me GG. Some people call me GC. Some people call me Giada. Some people just call me Cogshanker. Some mistakenly call me Cogshanker from time to time, but that's a mistake, obviously. You decide.
I'm going to call you...
I'm going to call you Captain.
Captain's nice. I like that. I prefer... How about Journeyman? I'm a journeyman.
I believe you fancy yourself a bit of a journeyman, don't you?
I do. Here's some Zeppelin.
I'm not quite sure that's accurate.
Some Zeppelin. Whole lot of love. I'll be back with my special guest, Tufts University graduate, a doctoral student, full of creativity.
Summer resident.
Miss Cogshanker.
I'm
WMFO Medford, Massachusetts. So that was Zeppelin with A Whole Lot of Love. That was a nice choice. Giada, Miss Cogshanka. Ms. Cogshanka? Is it Ms. or Miss? Should
Ms.
I Ms. be so bold?
Ms.
Ms. Cogshanka. Do you like Zeppelin? You like Robert Plant?
I do enjoy Led Zeppelin. I find Robert Plant to be a bit of a wanker, really.
Okay. All right.
A little bit stupid.
Little like my studio, right? Like my studio?
Like your show, quite frankly.
Like my show. So, what do you think of, now, are you still going to call me Captain throughout the show? I like that, actually. Nobody's actually called me Captain on the show, but I like that.
Well, I mean, I could certainly, yes, I intend to refer to you as Captain because you think you're captaining this musical adventure, this travel that we're on here together. Although I doubt that anyone is really traveling anyway. I mean, what does Chris Earl mean anyway? As far as I can tell, it means I'm going to promise you travel and adventure. But that's not really the case, is it? I mean, it's stupid, isn't it?
It's
just stupid.
No, it's not.
The only place we're going is to your record collection, really, quite frankly.
Well, that's what I know best, my record collection. I mean, I do play requests.
It's a little bit stupid, and it's really a bit selfish, I find. I find it selfish, don't you think? Or do you fancy yourself some sort of curator of the music? Is that it?
I think so. I mean, I think I'm doing okay. I've been here almost 10 years.
Really.
All right.
Yes, we've already remarked on the years you've wasted doing this.
All
I
right.
don't fully
all
understand right. at all.
Do we have to go into the full 7 o'clock? Do we have to go into the full 7? What are you actually here to... Are you just here to give me a hard time? Or were you learning something? Would you like me to teach
input.
You the board?
Are we still on the air?
Yeah.
I'm here to
we're
provide
on the air.
Creative
we are live.
Input for you.
Is creative input? Is it get creative? Is that
GC,
what it stands for?
GC, get creative. How about we get creative with your show?
Okay. All
you
right.
can
have
call
you
me GC, getting creative.
Have you been to a ball game recently? Have you been to the Red Sox? Do you like the Red Sox? Do you know what baseball is? Do they have baseball? Or they have cricket in England,
right? We have cricket across the pond, yes.
And
I am familiar with the Red Sox, though.
Do you dress up in white when you wear cricket?
I do indeed.
Yeah. And in the Red Sox...
A real lady doesn't play cricket. She watches it.
All right. And the Red Sox, they had a nice Father's Day uniform the other day. They had like a little baby blue. Did you see that at all?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
You were too busy studying? You were too busy... do you go to other radio shows and give them a hard time, too? Is that what happens?
I do provide creative input in media endeavors wherever I can.
So am I going to get like a list of ways to improve my show at the end? Is that what's happening?
I'm so you're actually helping me today. I'm having creative thoughts at the moment about this studio and perhaps a couple of ideas I might have for you, because really it's just rubbish. It's pathetic in here.
All right, maybe you don't like the graffiti, you don't like anything of the about the studio, you don't like anything about my show so far. That's what I'm getting. Okay.
Well, it's just stupid, really. We'll get more detail, but really I'm finding it to be really just stupid, isn't it?
That's fine. Well, okay. Maybe this is my last show. Would that make you happy? You want me to, should this be my last show? I've done it for 9 years.
I'm thinking it might make some of your listeners happy because you haven't traveled anywhere in 9 years.
All right. All right, fair enough. Everyone has an opinion. I'll tell you what, I'm going to play the Trogs. They used to play this at the baseball game, right? The Red Sox, I think. I don't know. I think they did. I should be representing Boston more for you, and I'm not, and I apologize for that.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything. You're really rather pathetic.
All right, thanks. We'll be right back, time travelers. Stick around. Chris Earl gets more crap, I guess, up until 7 o'clock today. WMFO Medford.